This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's
Third Watch. You're listening to Kyle Warren. Well, the day after Super Tuesday. And now, of course, you know, we're hearing about the inevitable grudge match. Well, I think it's been inevitable for quite some time. But now it really does turn because there is, with Nikki Haley dropping out of this race, it's time for Donald Trump, I think, to really get on to a national campaign footing. And I'd like to agree as well with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, who we talk with every morning here on the program. We'll be talking with her a little before the top of the next hour. And I do really agree with her that, you know, maybe it's time for Trump to go into certain places that you wouldn't typically go as the Republican nominee. You know, in other words, you know, stand things back on its ear again. Kind of like what he did in 2016. That could be a real strategy here. Okay, folks, welcome to the program. Of course, it is the Thursday edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. It is going to be chock full, folks. We got a lot to talk about. Absolutely a lot to talk about. With Nikki Haley, of course, dropping out of the race. Nikki Haley basically, you know, stopped short. Well, you know, I don't even know if she stopped short, but she simply did not endorse Donald Trump when she gave her remarks. And this from the AP, Nikki Haley suspended her presidential campaign on Wednesday after being soundly defeated across the country on Super Tuesday, leaving Donald Trump the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nation. Haley didn't endorse the former president in a speech in Charleston, South Carolina. Instead, she challenged him to win the support of moderate Republicans and independent voters who supported her. Well, you know, arguably, Trump has to win a lot of votes. He has to win a lot of people who, for some reason, either maybe have voted for him before but don't want to vote for him again, or those who are adamant against it. So there are going to be a lot of Never Trumpers, and they're not going to vote for Donald Trump. But that doesn't mean that there aren't still a lot of votes out there for Trump to go get, especially when this particular political campaign is going to be based on the record. And, you know, in other words, it's not hypothetical anymore for, you know, Joe Biden. I'm not Donald Trump, and the adults will be back in the room, and the world will, you know, because if Donald Trump is elected president again back in 2020, if Donald Trump is elected president again, there's going to be wars. He's going to crash the economy. That's also another thing, right, that we were told. He's going to crash the economy. The adults have to be back in the room. We got to get our stability back. We got to get back with our allies, blah, 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 right? That's exactly what we were told. And some voters went with that, but now it's no longer hypothetical. It's not theoretical anymore about what a Biden administration looks like for the country. What a Biden administration looks like for the country is exactly what we're seeing, and they haven't even started yet. That's a huge, huge thing to keep in mind. Now, Ron DeSantis, being quoted by Newsmax, Governor Ron DeSantis told Newsmax on Wednesday that Nikki Haley's defeat on Super Tuesday was to be expected. Well, yeah, I agree. Yeah, she did win Vermont, so that was a little bright spot, of course, for Nikki Haley. But overall, of course, it was overwhelming. It was a landslide. It was a very, very strong statement that was made by the Republican base, to be sure, and I think maybe even some others. But a lot of these things were with Nikki Haley at some of these different primaries. You know, you're a Democrat, you could go in and vote in that primary if you wanted to, this kind of thing. So again, you know, it's not quite as Cut and dried, I think, as the Haley campaign would like for it to be. A lot of things she said, by the way, in her her speech where she suspended her campaign and didn't endorse Donald Trump, where she talked about the idea that socialism is the road to ruin, that Congress is dysfunctional, that you know, the world is catching on fire. People would agree with that generally. But again, if you're not going to be able to get that traction with the message that she had, well, obviously it was time to drop out because also the financial support dries up. But at the same time, she really should consider endorsing Donald Trump and saying something to the effect of, yes, Donald Trump needs to win over these voters, you know, that are winnable. I think that's a good way to qualify it. Because some that voted for Haley will simply not vote for Donald Trump. But those who are winnable, yes, of course, it's incumbent on any candidate to try to do that. But Nikki Haley could have said, and I will help you do that. I will endorse you. I will, you know, bring to my supporters the message that is so important. This is the message that if you ever could get onto the rooftops and transmit it that way as a clarion call, it would be, if Joe Biden wins again, we're sunk. We're totally sunk. And, you know, the only way to make sure that socialism doesn't take us down the road to ruin, make sure that the world fire is being put out, to make sure that the economy is better, to make sure that Congress can actually function and do the things it needs to do, is to go down this road now and win. You have to win. And Nikki Haley, I think, is making it harder to win at this point, I have to say. Now, but this again from DeSantis. He says she had waged a campaign on the idea that you can somehow win the Republican nomination for president by getting the votes of mostly just non-Republicans. That just doesn't work. We saw that play out in Iowa. And I said at the time that she didn't have a pathway, DeSantis said on Newsmax to the Eric Bolling show, The Balance. So, yeah, I completely agree. Governor DeSantis is spot on with this. Absolutely spot on with this. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. We've also got some great audio clips this morning, folks, of how, you know, because we're heading to the State of the Union. So, you know, they got to prop it up. They got to, oh, boy, you know. It's working overtime at some of these networks. It's a lot. It's just a lot. Okay, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition, hour number two, officially underway, officially launched, and rocketing skywards. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody.
Monday.
Well, it's not Monday. It's actually Thursday, and that means, you know what that means? It means it's really almost Friday. Yeah, we went through this last week, didn't we? It's almost Friday, everybody. And that's pretty cool. But we have so much to tell you about on this Thursday edition of the show. And we're glad to be with you. Of course, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And also, don't forget, check out GCNLive.com. For the live streams for the show. We got links there at KyleWarrenShow.com as well. But check out GCNLive.com. They're the syndicator for the program. And you can always hear us wherever you are at GCNLive.com. All right. Well, we've got the telephone lines lighting up this morning as well, folks. We got our friend John in Sarasota giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John, and happy Thursday.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Real good. Real good this morning.
I think we have some reverb.
All right. How about that?
I got you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I have two comments briefly. First one, it was good to see Garvey out there in California coming behind a little bit with Adam Schiff, huh?
Oh, big time. This is huge because we're going to have a Republican versus a Democrat. It's a novel idea in California.
And the other two, Lee and what's the other lady? I forget her name off the top of my head because I don't want to say
her. Barbara Lee and Katie Porter. Yeah, they didn't do very
Katie
well.
Katie Porter. Thank goodness they're to the curb in a sense. Not that I live in California, but you do.
Yeah, right.
I think he's a very humble guy. I listened to his... His speech after on Super Tuesday after getting nominated, and I think he's a good man. I like him, and I think we've had enough Adam Schiff to last a lifetime or two. So let's hope for the best there.
Indeed.
The second thing I want to add, you know, I'm a Trump supporter. I like Donald Trump. The other side of the coin is I have to tell you, he needs to get off the injustice kick of what's happened to him, what's going on, Letitia James. He needs to drop that already. We get it, Donald. We get it. He needs to get independent voters like you had mentioned. And the way to do that is the way he got the presidency when he ran against Clinton, is to stay focused on the issues of what's going on, how to repair them, how to fix them, and to keep away, so to speak, from the political gossip at this point. You know, the slander, the berating, all these things about this opponent, that opponent, but, you know, we got it. I think we got it. So if he sticks to the issues and he reaches the, you know, Hispanic, the blacks, the independents, he'll do well. But, you know, you can only beat a dead horse so long with this injustice of what happened and look at me and what happened to me. So those are, you know, those are where I think he should go. And he should go back to telling the American people, you know, I work for you. I want to work for you. Here's what I want to do to make things better for you. And forget about him.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, I do think he needs to get on that national campaign footing even more so. He's kind of been running a national campaign in a sense, but now that this is it's a foregone conclusion now. He's won Super Tuesday. This is marching forward. Yeah, I think he does need to do what you're talking about. And because I think people understand that there's been the injustice that's been done, they see it as being some nuisances, and when you boil it down. And at the same time, when he talks about his record and he talks about what he can, like you said, what he can do, I think that's where the focus is for people in their daily lives. Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know, political slander of opponents really begins to, I think, turn people off. In a sense, you know, you can't browbeat them to win. Yeah, there's got to be substance. And, you know, Hillary tried that deplorable trick. We're all deplorables.
Right.
That's why Hillary is on the show with Whoopi Goldberg there. I'm not sure what's that show?
The View.
The View, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's still crying about it. And, you know, you lose gracefully. But that's what I think we need to do. Garvey, I think I want to see him in California. That'd be wonderful.
I think it really would be. If California could be in play for the Senate race, you know, I just would be overjoyed about that. And right now, I think, you know, what we're looking at least in terms of their results right now, is they're very, very close. They're very, very close. It's like 33% to 32% right now. So they're the top two vote getters, so they'll face off. But this, because it's so close, and yes, Porter came in with about 14%, Barbara Lee with about 7%. Obviously, if they go with Adam Schiff, that could be a big deal. But there's a lot of water right now to cover here, a lot of space to cover before November. And I think Garvey's going to have a message for California that's going to resonate. Schiff is just going to do the same old stuff, right? And it's all going to be, you know, very, very pat. But, you know, very, very, very standard. You know, Steve Garvey has a new message, I think.
And I believe he's a humble man. I believe he has a great message, and I believe he's a humble man, and I believe he'll do well. But in politics, sometimes being a good guy and being humble doesn't get you elected. Right. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so, hey, that's my two cents for the evening. And once again, you know, I wish you could persuade more people, not of the persuasion. That makes any sense.
Well, we keep on keeping on, and we're preaching it, basically. So absolutely. And but I appreciate your call so very much, John. I hope that you have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you, Kyle. You too. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, John in Sarasota, everybody. Yeah, I appreciate the call very much, and I appreciate his kind words there as well. And, yeah, well, that's what we're up to. And I got to tell you, you know, I think, you know, the ideas that we talk about, you know, and generally, and ideas that you'll hear right here, for example, on AM 860 and the other great stations that we're on, you know, this is, it, you know, its time has come. And you're going to have a lot of people who are going to, you know, wonder how we got to this point. You know, how did it get so bad so quickly? Now, you'll hear people say, well, it's the pandemic. The pandemic hit, and this is a scapegoat for a lot of things. But it's been a while now, and you can't just keep blaming if you're the Biden administration. Can't, they do, but one would think you can't just keep blaming the pandemic and all that other stuff when it's been demonstrated how you get the engine going again, how you make it rev. And how you start, you know, rolling out that power. That's what you got to be able to do. It's been demonstrated that Trump was able to do a lot of these things. And he was able to deal with our trade partners, our trade foes, as it were, but also on the international stage. You know, because I'll tell you this. Just flip the script for a moment. Just flip it. If there was the problems in the Red Sea with the Houthis, and people would say, you know, Donald Trump just can't get rid of the Houthis. You know, you got a bad case of the Houthis and they can't get rid of it. This is what they would be saying. They would be saying, look at what's happening in Ukraine. This is unacceptable. And this happened on Donald Trump's watch, and he's not doing enough, and he could have prevented it and all this other stuff. And look at the economy, look at the inflation. And if Donald Trump went on the Super Bowl and did his shrinkflation speech that Biden did, it would be a laughingstock. They would say, why did Donald Trump do this? Why is he wasting our time with the shrinkflation speech and he won't do the Super Bowl interview? On and on it would go. If this was all happening under Trump, or during the Trump presidency, the Democrats would be using this as a cudgel every single day of the week, and they would be just, you know, screaming from the rooftops how terrible everything is, how your life is messed up, how the immigration thing, and Trump let it all go, and we're overrun, and on and on and on it would go. But right now, because it's Biden, Biden is wise. Yes, Biden is old, says Hillary, but you just got to accept that and then go vote for him. And, you know, it's not about being older. It's about how he acts. That's the important thing. Age in itself isn't the factor, folks. Stay right there. We're coming right back. We got a lot more. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the High Court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Through the shadows, dark and shade.
You know, we were talking with John in Sarasota about the Senate race here in California. A little bit later on, we'll be taking a look at some of the exit polls that came out for that. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. And again, you know, California is the state that many of the Democrat Party elite want to use as a model to create, you know, the same sort of state of affairs across the country. But if California starts to at least consider making a change, I'm just going to use those terms right now. Don't want to get too far ahead of myself. You know, anything is possible. Isn't that a great feeling? I'm telling you that because we got to live in a world where we can dream about what's possible and then work really hard to make that dream come true. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, 949-822-7959. Let's head right over to the telephone lines this morning. We got Mel listening to us this morning. Good morning, Mel.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Excuse me, I'm just trying to get outside. I wake up everybody in the house here.
Oh, hey, no worries.
Your last caller there, I kind of totally disagree with him in regards to what he's trying to say to how President Trump should behave. You know, the Democrats lied, slandered, dragged him through the mud. They don't care about what they say and how they treat other people. You know, sometimes we have to win. And if it means that you've got to, you know, you've got to point things out whichever way you have to. If you've got to hurt feelings and break a few hearts, like you say, you got to break a few ways to make them. McDonald's, you know, but that just shows it. I mean, President Trump means business. And this is how, you got to remember, this guy, he's a native New Yorker. And I am too. And if you smack me, I'm going to smack you back. But I'm going to point out what your faults. No matter how I've got to do it, I'm going to have to point them out. And that means that I've got to go about it in certain ways to make it, to drive that point home so it's obvious to other, to the voting public that this is what you've done or not, or this is what you've not done in the benefit of the American people. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I have to. I mean, politics is a blood sport. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guys finish last, especially in this, in political business. So, I mean, if President Trump has to make points regardless of how he has to make them, no matter whose feelings he hurts, it's the truth. It is the truth, no matter how you deliver it. So what he has said in the last call, I don't agree with that. Hillary called us and him all kinds of dirty, nasty names.
Oh, yeah. She sure did.
None of it was true. None of it had any basis, any validity to it at all. It was just, she's a nasty old piece of, you know, capital S with a hit. She is just that bad, and she'll never ever change. And as far as, like you were saying, you know, Fauci and this one and those, they were plants. They were left in his cabinet. You know, they were there. I mean, unelected bureaucrats. Who in the hell, like, first of all, that's one thing that we have to get rid of. Unelected bureaucrats. Who gonna control the way I live, where you live, where we all, no, it don't work like that. That has to be stopped. All of that has to be defunded.
That's right.
You gotta be shown the door. Get the hell out. Don't you ever show your face around here ever again. That's the bottom line right there. Unelected bureaucrats and these other politicians, you know, our representatives, that they don't realize we sign in front of the check. You work for us, mm-hmm. not the other way around.
Yep.
That has to be brought up. That has to be a pillar of going into politics to serve, not us to serve you. That's all I have to say, brother. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, Mel. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye.
All right, that's Mel, everybody. Yeah, and, you know, I hear what Mel is saying as well. And I do think, you know, in terms of at least getting towards many of the voters that may not want to vote for Donald Trump, I think part of this is showing those voters that Trump is back. He's got the right idea of how to fix the problems that have now been, you know, sort of heaped upon us, and being able to show those voters that there is going to be a better way right now. And there truly, truly is. In terms of what's happening to Donald Trump, yes, I think a lot of people do see it as unfair. They do see it as attacks that absolutely seem to just, you know, strain credulity, that this is massive overkill on everything. You know, it literally, it's the old saying about the kitchen sink. I mean, they went out and got some old surplus kitchen sinks and kept, you know, tossing them at Donald Trump, it seems like. And people overall will see, and I hope that they do, that when you go through this massive overkill and you're trying to get the guy off the ballot, and you're trying to position him as the person who's going to destroy democracy, and this is just getting tiresome, but they think that it's effective, and to some people, it is effective, because it's the idea of associating. It's like, you know, advertising any other kind of brand, right? You think Donald Trump, oh, he's destroying our democracy. How? I can't vote for him. A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for destroying democracy. But a vote for Joe Biden is the vote to keep and protect democracy. It's showing up. I've mentioned this before in the last couple of weeks, right? There's a lady running out for Congress, running out here in California. And she now, every single commercial is either about abortion. And, well, the commercials are pretty much about abortion and protecting democracy. And now she says she set up a foundation to protect democracy. I mean, they're taking this ball and running with it. And this is a made-up thing. And yet it's just designed in order to make you think that there is the only crisis, the actual real crisis that we have right now is Donald Trump himself. You know, this is, it's, if it wasn't so pathetic, it would actually be kind of funny But obviously, it's not funny at all. We don't take it fun. We take this very seriously, completely, because this is exactly where they're going with this. Let's listen in here real quick to Joe Scarborough trying to explain to us about Joe Biden and how we just don't. We've all misunderstood, I guess. So let's listen in.
FDR. We got out of the Depression. We won a GD war against Nazism and against the Japanese. But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. Mm-hmm. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. And you read the New Yorker interview, don't think it's going to make a huge difference in Oshkosh. But if you, or the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. But if you really give a damn, if anybody out there gives a damn about the truth, read that interview. And you'll sit and read through that and you go, oh my God. There's just no comparison between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
So, okay. So now talk about, you know, getting hostile. You know, if you're going to start saying things like F you to people, you know, again, what this demonstrates, my friends, and by the way, you know, have some connection to the Upper Peninsula, also to Michigan, of course. The Mrs. Professor's family is in Michigan. We have a great connection to the UP as well. And I'll tell you this, my friends, you know, what they're doing is they're going into damage control mode. They're going into desperation mode. The desperation mode is that people really are seeing what's happening with Joe Biden, and this is a different level now of things. So what's the solution? Well, we're going to rally the troops. I've been with Joe Biden, and he's more than cogent. This is the best Biden ever. What are you smoking over there, Joe Scarborough? You know, oh my gosh, and the hostility? Yeah, well, that's also very telling, isn't it? I think it is. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure have stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of the morning across America, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we've got a lot more to talk about. Program is chock full this morning, no doubt about that. The aftermath of Super Tuesday, we got, of course, Nikki Haley dropping out of the race. We now are looking ahead, you know, I think pretty much obviously now to the rematch. And I do think Donald Trump needs to get into a national campaign mode. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't hear a vice presidential ticket announcement sooner than later at this point, because that would allow the campaign, at least at the very least, to have a little bit of a double attack strategy, as it were. So this, you know, it may not come for a while, but I think they are thinking about it. Because certainly, unless, as we've been saying, and you'll hear this all over the place, barring some event, you know, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be Donald Trump and somebody versus Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I can hardly wait to the vice presidential debates, but folks, they're not going to debate anytime soon, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And we've got, I think, some audio about that here as we move through the program, about the idea about debating Joe Biden. They can sort of try to prop him up for the State of the Union, but it's going to be very difficult to actually do an actual debate with Donald Trump. But we will see. All right, folks, it's time for our next song of the morning. And, of course, we love to keep you going throughout the morning. We'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, here in just a few moments. And earlier, we had a great song from the Travelin' Wilburys. So we decided we'll make it a Travelin' Wilburys morning. Here's another great song, and it's called End of the Line.
Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a damn thing.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right. As long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's
somewhere down the road away, you think of me and wonder where I am these days. Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays purple haze.
It's alright, even when push comes to shove. It's alright.
If you're by my side, I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right. Even if you're old and gray, well, it's all right. You still got something to say. Well, it's all right.
It's all right. It is all right. And it's going to be all right. And I love this song, by the way, End of the Line, Travelin' Wilburys. And back in the day when they were doing a lot of this, I think it was a little different, you know, on the scene at that time. But I think that their music really has held up, and it's just kind of gotten better over time, it seems like. You know, it just, as you listen back to it and the quality of it and everything. I remember one interview that I think it was George Harrison and Tom Petty, I think, if I recall correctly. They were being interviewed about the Travelin' Wilburys, and they said, well, what is a Wilbury? You know, what does that mean? And who could be a Wilbury? And they were talking, well, you know, they thought a particular, you know, kind of singer, you know, could be a Travelin' Wilbury. Like, for example, and again, I'm just doing this from memory here, but I think it was like, you know, somebody like John Lennon, if he had survived, you know, he could have been a Wilbury, you know, easily. John Lennon could have been one of the Wilburys. But they said, but for example, George Michael could not. And whereas George Michael is incredibly talented as well in his own right, as a songwriter, as a producer and everything. I get it. I get who could be a Wilbury and who couldn't be a Wilbury. But I think somebody who could be a traveling Wilbury, without a doubt, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook again with us this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I don't know if you play an instrument, but I'm sure you could be a traveling Wilbury if you really put on the pressure to do that.
I have zero music talent. Zero.
Well, but welcome again. And it's been quite an interesting morning, of course, and it's been an interesting day. Obviously, you've got Nikki Haley dropping out of the race pretty quick right after Super Tuesday, but not endorsing Trump. What do you make of all that?
Well, we kind of knew that was going to happen. She wished him luck and success and all of that, but she kind of put the pressure on him to, you know, mend fences and all of that. All right.
Well, but if she's not saying, I just think that she should say, you got to win over these voters. Yeah, arguably, yes, but I'm going to help you do that. You know, this kind of, I don't know if it's behind the scenes, but I doubt it. But, you know, there needs to be, I just think that she could have gone a little bit further with this.
I think she probably could have, too. But, you know, as I mentioned night before last, is that, you know, now's the time that Trump can be benevolent. And I think and he kind of said it, that he would like to invite and nurture relationships with, you know, voters that were in her camp or the libertarian camp or the independent camp. I mean, he's going to have to do it. So let's start now.
Well, indeed. What do you think, too, of in terms of going for the national campaign? I mean, to some degree, he's doing it. But how can he convert in earnest now to really starting to try to do that and just get a head start on this whole thing? Or do they have to wait to the convention before they can really roll out, even in terms of a vice presidential pick?
No, he needs to start now. And his campaign and the political action committees need to step up their game here. Let's remember, too, that, you know, Trump has got his own legal issues that he still needs to concentrate on. So, you know, they can write speeches for him and they can set a schedule for him, you know, to get some traction here. And they're going to need a war room. They're absolutely going to need a war room to protect themselves from as much as they possibly can from, I would say, the plotting and the planning and the attacks that he's about to get. So, yeah.
Well, sure. Yeah, and these attacks will be unrelenting.
Yes.
And you know, whether it's the legal attack by these prosecutors who run on the notion to go get Trump or what have you. I mean, on and on and on it goes. And, the funny thing is he never needed any of this stuff. Why would you stay around in that environment? I'll tell you what, you need to stay right there because we are coming right back. It is the Thursday edition. We've got a lot more. Stay right there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.